First of my good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing you the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. And tonight's show starts with the Bothy Band, Rip the Calico. Thank you. Well, that wonderful Feast of Tunes was a Bothy band at their instrumental best. From the album Out of the Wind into the Sun from 1977, and those tunes, in order, were The Leitrim in Fancy, Round the World for Sport, brackets sword in hand, Rip the Calico, Martin Wins, The Enchanted Lady and The Holy Land. Cracking stuff. Going back even further in time now to 1970, here's Pentangle with John Renbourn taking the lead vocal for Lord Franklin.
Was homeward bound one night on the dune. Swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I thought it true. Concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 seamen he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May to seek a passage around the pole, where we poor seamen do sometimes go. Cruel hardships they mainly stroll. Their ships on mountains of ice was grown. Only the Eskimo in his skin canoe is the only one that ever came through. Baffin Bay, where the whale fishes blow, the fate of Franklin no man may know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin alone with his sailors do now my burden, it gives me pain. My long-lost Franklin, I would cross the main. 10,000 pounds would I freely give to say on earth that my Franklin.
Last week I played you some new music by the wonderful Shilanagig. In effect, I played you the B-side of their new digital single, Traveller, because it was a bit shorter and I could fit it in the show. But here's the A-side, 6 minutes and 23 seconds, a little bit longer to say the least, and this is the piece of music called St. Conger's Walking Stick. I'll have to ask Aaron where that strange name came from when I see him next. Oh, and I think you need your Jethro Tull t-shirts on for this one. Thank you. there's definitely a touch of the Jethro Tull Baroque in that one, I think. St. Conger's Walking Stick from Shilanagig, featuring amongst others our friend Aaron Catlow on fiddle, and on guitar is Alex Garden, who is actually the fiddle player in the wonderful Taran, who are appearing at the Institute on Friday the 24th of October, and I'm really looking forward to that gig. That's the last gig that I'm promoting at the Institute this year, but there is one before that as well, which is another friend of ours, Dan Walsh, the wonderful banjo player, guitarist, singer, songwriter, and he's on this week, this Saturday night. So that's Saturday the 27th of September at the Institute, etickets.im/et for your tickets, just a few left. And from Dan and his album Live at the Floodgates, this is The Sulin.
Many rivers of Ireland have famed the world o'er, and now to that number I'll add just one more. It's a sweet little river I'll sing of to you. It's a stream called the Sulin that floats through Clontarf. It's not a great river, it's just a small stream. And in faraway lands, many times in my dreams, I have seen the dear Sulin way over the blue, as it quietly meanders along by Clontarf. Long ago, the itinerant class never paid a ransom for a feed for an ass. They just turned them out loose like they all used to do, and grazed by the Sulin that floats through Clontarf. Well, there's fish in the Sulin and jarrocks galore, so why would you go all the way to Clonmore? You can catch all you want from Snipe Lodge to Classroom, if you're fishing the Sulin that floats through Clontarf. They say Sulin waters can banish all ills, so forget about spas and quack doctors and pills. Just strip off your clothes down the old boony room and bathe in the Sulin that floats through Clontarf. There's a bridge across the river not far from the plan. I have sported and played there from boyhood to man. Many's the horse carter turf and an ass cart load too, has crossed over the Sulin that floats through Clontarf. All around Clontarf harbour there are many fair scenes to compare with the best in the silence so green. Ah, but all of that takes second place in my view to that stream called the Sulin that floats through Clontarf. To that stream called the Sulin that floats through Clontarf.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Well, just a taste of a song live from Dan Walsh, who's appearing at the Institute this Saturday night, and I'll play an instrumental track from him at the end of the show tonight. Here's some Dusty Jigs from Rachel McShane and the Cartographers. Thank you. excellent tunes there from Rich McShane and the Cartographers on their new album Uncharted. Now, last week I played you a version of Hares on the Mountain by Johnny Kearney and Lucy Farrell, and I dug out their album from 2011, Kite, this week, and here's a lovely track from it, Down in Adairsville.
Down in Adairsville, I did dwell. A farmer's boy I loved so well. He courted me
indeed. Johnny Kearney and Lucy Farrell from their album Kite. Now, from an album called Libertango by Sharon Shannon, this is a track of the same name, Sharon Shannon and Kirsty McColl. This seems to have been released in 2003, but Kirsty McColl died in the year 2000 in that tragic accident in the Caribbean. So I'm not quite sure what the story behind the recording is, but let's take a listen.
Thank you. before. Seen him hanging round my door like a hawk stealing for the prey, like a night waiting for the day. Strange shadows me back home. Footsteps echo on the stone. Rainy nights, on Aspen Boulevard. Parisian music drifting from the bars. Tu cherches quoi? Rencontrer la mort. Tu te prends pour qui? Toi aussi, tu détestes la vie.
Last week we had a series of wonderful versions of Hares on the Mountain. One I've played in the past was by Fern Maddy, and playing those versions of the song last week reminded me of Fern Maddy and her great album Ghost Story from a couple of years ago. Fern Maddy is a balladeer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist based in central Vermont, and from that album Ghost Story, this is The Maid on the Shore.
There was a sea captain who sailed on the sea like the wind. Though high, low, low, I'll die, the captain did cry, if I can't have that mate on the shore. Silver, the captain had gold, let the wind blow high, low, low. Oh, the sea would give to his jolly ship's crew if they'd bring him that mate from the shore. Oh, oh. So slowly, slowly she came up on board, let the wind blow high, low, low. He seated her down in the cabin below, with you to all sorrow and woe. She seated herself in the bow of the ship, let the wind blow high, blow low. She sang so sweet, genteel, and complete that she sang all the seamen to sleep. She sang all the seamen to sleep. Oh. Silver partook of their gold, let the wind blow high, blow low. She took a broadsword to make her an oar as she paddled her back to the shore. Your men must be foolish, your men must be mad, let the wind blow high, blow low. I deluded them all as well as yourself, and again I'm a mate on the shore. Again I'm a mate on the shore. Again I'm a mate on the shore. Again, I'm a mate on the shore. Again, I'm a mate on the shore.
I'm going to play you a couple of tracks from the album Fair Warning, the first album by The Rails. The Rails are Cammie Thompson, who is the daughter of Richard and Linda Thompson, and James Walbon, who's the guitarist with The Pogues and The Pretenders, and they hail from Kentish Town. The duo got together in 2013 and released this album the next year, winning the Horizon Award for Best New Artist at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. They've released a couple of albums since then, but for now, this first track is called Bonnie Portmore.
Oh, Bonnie Portmore, you shine where you stand, and the more I think I had you now, as I had once before, all the lords in old England couldn't purchase Portmore. Oh, Bonnie Portmore, I'm sorry to see such a woeful destruction of your ornament tree, for it stood on your shore many's a long day, till the boats of Antrim came to float it away. All the birds in the forest, they bitterly weep, crying, where will we shelter, where will we sleep? For the oak and the ash, they are all curtain down, and the walls of Bonny Portmore are all down to the ground.
That's a lovely track, Bonny Portmore by The Rails, and I'm going to play you another track by them in a few minutes. But first, let's take a look at the live music that's happening this week around the Isle of Man. Of course, there's the usual sessions, so Wednesday night at O'Donnell's in Douglas from about 8:45, the Mitre in Ramsey from about 8:45 on Friday, and there will be a Sunday afternoon session, I'm sure, somewhere. But I am recording this show a whole month ahead, so I'm not quite sure where that is at the moment. The Folk Club will be on in Ramsey on Thursday night at the Buffs Club, and I've already told you that Dan Walsh, the wonderful Dan Walsh, is appearing at the Institute on Saturday night. There's still a few tickets left for that. Another track by him at the end of the show. But we've always been lucky on the Isle of Man to have fantastic young musicians coming up through the sessions and school groups and with the help of Culture Vanin. I'm thinking at the moment of the band Scran and their ever-changing lineup of young musicians. But 20 years ago or so, I remember seeing these young lads several times in concert. It's King Keorley. And the members of the band, we all know very well, of course. Adam Rhodes on fiddle and bouzouki, Dave Kilgallen on fiddle, Russell Cowan on baran and double bass, Gilner Carswell on whistle, and Matt Kelly on guitar and mandolin. Anyway, they released a few albums, and this is a track called Thrills from a 2003 album called Real : Ode. Reload. Get it? Thank you. So going back to that album Fair Warning by The Rails, this is the title track and it's one of their own songs and it's an absolute cracking song. The Rails and Fair Warning. Doesn't Cammy Thompson sound like her mother, Linda? And even more so, James Walbourne, Cammy's partner, sounds exactly like Richard Thompson on guitar there. No coincidence, I'm sure. Well, by the time this show goes out, I should be back from my travels. So after this long run of shows recorded a month before they go out, I should be back to just recording the day before the show goes out on a Tuesday night. Don't forget, of course, you can listen back to all the shows on the Manx Radio website and also on Apple Podcasts, and there's a load of them on YouTube as well. Just search for the Manx Radio Folk Show. And if you want to get in touch with me, just email folkshow@manxradio.com. Send me your requests and let me know about live music that's happening. Last track tonight is by Dan Walsh, as I promised, and it's a set of tunes from his album and tune book O'Neill's Tunes for Five String Banjo. And here we have The Old Bush, Humours of Banna Carrig, Jenny Picking Cockles, and the Salamanca Reel. I'll be back, as I say, next week to play more great folk and roots music from the Alaman and from all around the world, and I hope you'll join me then.